WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. Got 75 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is interest in filling the Bryan School Board vacancy that was created when John Street resigned 2 weeks ago.
We've had three people so far, and I don't know, but once we make a decision on how we will proceed, we might hear for more. I'm not sure.
No names were revealed by Board President Doug Wunnenberger, who adds the first chance to discuss the vacancy is Monday night. The second of three options is keeping six members until the general election in November of next year.
I've said before, it's important that we have that seventh member. There are difficulties to proceeding when we're one short.
The board could also hold a special election to decide who fills the remainder of the unexpired term. The College Station School District's 37-member committee charged with drawing new boundaries for 5th through 12th grade campuses met twice this week. That follows three public forums. Final recommendations, which were made Wednesday night with two board members and administrators present, will be revealed when the board meets next Tuesday. Two schools in the Brazos Valley have perfect scores from the Texas Education Agency for last year's academic performances.
In this case, perfect means campuses that previously achieved the highest ranking met standard, then earned all possible distinction designations for their school. Bryan Collegiate and Mumford High Schools were among 400 campuses in the state to receive all seven TEA distinctions. Receiving six of seven were Consolidated and Caldwell High Schools and Franklin Middle School. Three College Station elementary schools earned four of five distinctions: Southwood Valley, Rock Prairie, and Pebble Creek. The state awards academic distinctions based on comparing performances to a group of 40 campuses of similar type, size, and student demographics. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Nearly 6,000 marijuana plants with an estimated street value of almost $3 million were discovered this week in a northeastern Robertson County.
This is the largest marijuana seizure in the history of Robertson County.
What was the previous high, if you remember? And I'm sorry, that was a bad pun, too.
1,300 plants in the Benchley area about 5 years ago.
Sheriff Gerald Yezik says a tip led them to the six irrigated fields.
We moved in on it 2 days ago. Finished the harvesting about lunch today.
Multiple agencies assisted in the harvest and removal of the plants. No suspects have been identified. Yezik says anyone with information can contact his office or Robertson County Crime Stoppers. The BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau Reserve Fund of nearly $900,000 was one of two reasons the Bryan City Council denied a request for more money in next year's budget.
We have other places that we would prefer to use that money. And if it's hot funds, our direction has been to go out and locate an area for a super park, and any funds over and above what we spend right now in hot funds takes away from that project.
City Manager Keene Register told the council setting aside uncommitted hotel occupancy tax money for the super park was also the reason the Downtown Bryan Association did not get the increase it requested. In College Station, a council majority supports the CVB's request for an additional $50,000 towards local tourism grants to generate more out-of-town hotel guests, along with an increase of $395,000 in operating funds. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that he is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about Boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 17th, learn all about feeding molasses products. Liquid feed and cooked molasses tubs have advantages and disadvantages. We'll cover the benefits and also discuss year-round feeding this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's 7:10, almost 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
A frontal boundary near the Panhandle will continue to bring showers and thunderstorms into the northwestern part of the state. We continue to reside in the moisture out from the Gulf of Mexico. Partial sun today. There could be a shower or a storm later this afternoon. We're 90 to 95. Some clouds overnight, 75. Clouds and sun tomorrow with the risk of a storm. Highs will be 90 to 95. Looking ahead to Sunday, mixture of clouds and sun with the chance for a shower. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report and your high school football report. For U of H, Greg Ward Jr. returns to help them do a big win. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs clinch the NL Central Championship. And in the NFL, the Texans' DeAndre Hopkins catches a big fine, but it's really Kanye West's fault. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We knew it all along.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the shoes were just styling.
Yeah.
The shoes were just too good.
They're called Yeezys.
Yeezys.
Scott.
Yeah.
Yeezys.
Yeezys. What does that mean?
It's just the name of Kanye's shoe line.
Oh, yeah, that's that name that Kanye refers to himself as.
Did we?
Yeah, he's Yeezy.
He's Yeezy.
Do we know how much the fine was?
It was $6,000. Hold on, I can get it for you here in just a second here. If it really means
pocket
that
change,
much, too.
Pocket change. Yeah.
He makes $11 billion.
Yeah,
and
it's fine.
$6,000.
Yeah, it's $6,000, yeah.
Well, you know, that's pretty interesting. It surprises me that there aren't more guys who would do that. I mean, it's not costing them anything.
Yeah, you know.
Get their fashion statement thing going on.
Dropping the bucket.
Yeah, all right. Cup noodles. The folks who introduced those instant ramen noodles to U.S. Americans back 45 years ago, now going to reduce the sodium content.
Now.
And remove the artificial flavors from its soups while adding ingredients like paprika and lime.
Ooh.
Yeah, consumers are seeking more healthful food.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that sodium content's only like 9 billion.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, and that they're backing it down.
Which means it's still going to be outrageously high.
It is. It contains 45% of the sodium and more than one-third of the saturated fat an adult should eat in a day. Okay. Excuse me. That's the new version, okay?
Oh.
That's the new version.
Oh, wow. Oh.
The old cup of noodles, chicken flavor, had 60% of your daily recommended sodium intake.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So is the price going up?
Because
that's why people eat ramen. I mean, it's delicious. I like ramen.
Okay.
But it's so inexpensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're changing the process, and quite often, you know, you've seen that before where you can buy a can of peas that has no salt in it, and it's more expensive than
exactly.
the ones that have salt. And you say, that doesn't make any sense.
How does that work?
Well, it does. But they're changing their process.
It'll be all of 99 cents instead of 79 cents.
Something like that. All food companies are reformulating the recipes of their brands in hopes of restoring consumer trust, said an analyst.
Good luck.
Because after all, you want to be completely trusted when you open up that ramen thing.
Again, I just feel like people who are really concerned about their sodium and eating healthy and organic aren't going for ramen anyway.
Probably not eating ramen.
They're not. But again, I certainly see people walk out with sleeves of them, you know, like they just
oh,
buy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how they sell them in bulk. Oh,
in the big cardboard box.
Because it's only $3 for like 30 packs.
So if you go to Sam's, can you get like a super pack?
Like a pallet?
A gross.
Yeah. Probably. I will say a lot of people I know just use the noodles, the crunchy noodles, like in their raw form in different recipes.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, like I've had a broccoli salad that called for like crunched up ramen noodles.
And I guess if you do that and don't put the flavor
it's a
little bag of deliciousness that is
which
so
again,
bad for you.
Is this going to make, you know, the prisoners, we've talked about the commissary and them using ramen noodles. So is it worth more now that it's healthier?
Good. Hey, man, I got some old ramen for you.
Got some of the old stuff, man.
I've got the old version. You can't get this just anywhere anymore.
Maybe they call it classic. They'll call it classic
the
ramen.
Classic
and
ramen.
You know they will. You know that they'll leave it out there for people who just have to have more salt.
Hey, man.
They're not getting all the sodium.
Well, the stuff doesn't expire, Scott.
Yeah,
they're going to be having to get rid of the old stuff for years before you can even put the new stuff on shelf.
Some legacy ramen, man.
Yeah, that's legacy ramen. Good. I like it. Yeah, we could go there. Okay. All right. So I don't know if you know how Bayer got started, because the big story out there, you know, is that Bayer is going to buy Monsanto.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be like a ginormous, really, 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 really big company. But what's interesting is that, Bayer started 150 years ago. They sold dye.
Really?
Yep, they sold dye. That's how they got started. German company, sold dye, and then they got into this pain relief thing.
Yeah, how'd they get in the aspirin business?
Which seemed to work pretty well. But now, you know, what they're really doing is they do so much work with plants and you know, weed control and all that kind of stuff. So that's really how they're making all their serious money. So that's going to become a big company. But it also brings up the whole idea of what did companies start as and where have they gone to now? And, you know, the Wrigley Company was a pretty interesting company because they didn't start with gum. I mean, that's how you think of them.
Sure.
But really what they started doing was they were in the business of, well, like selling flour and things like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they did, and then they just kind of somehow morphed into getting the gum thing happening.
Well, great business is always looking for, you know, what the next big thing is, following the trends.
Kellogg's was Dr. Kellogg himself was like a self-help doctor or whatever, and he accidentally made cornflakes.
Right, exactly. No, that's true. That's exactly right. Huh. Yeah, they did. But anyhow, that's
interesting.
Well, and of course, International Business Machines, that's what IBM was, and nobody thought anybody could ever be bigger than IBM. My gosh, they were so big. Anyhow. All right, so we've talked about how our cars and transportation are changing, and, you know, Pittsburgh this week introduced those electric cars that don't have any drivers in them, the Google cars. Well, this morning, Fiat Chrysler is recalling 1.4 million cars in U.S. America and nearly 2 million cars worldwide because, the airbags might fail to deploy in crashes.
Those are important, especially, you know, in crashes.
Oh, wait, and also seat belts that might not be sufficiently tight enough to protect passengers.
There are a lot of parts that go into manufacturing a vehicle, but those are two that are, like, kind of high on the list.
Yeah.
And you're thinking they'll do their job. I mean, that is what you want. But we're talking, like, the 2010 Chrysler Sebring, the 2011 and 2014 Chrysler 200. I'm presuming most of these go up through 2014. That's the Jeep Patriot and the Dodge Avenger. Be in touch with them, okay? Just do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Recall was put into effect after 3 drivers were killed in accidents. 5 others were injured. The recall is not connected to the Takata, okay? The whole Takata airbag thing has nothing to do with that company, okay? Has to do with these, so do that.
Wow, talk about lawsuits.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're not done. General Motors also recalled 3.6 million vehicles last week with faulty airbag software. Okay, wait, there's more. And Hyundai said it's recalling 41,000 small SUVs, 2016 Tucson models, with 7-speed dual-clutch automatic transmissions because a software glitch could stop the vehicles from accelerating.
What?
You know, at this point, I don't care if there's anyone driving the vehicle I'm in because it's just a death trap anyway.
Where are the quality control people
That's
on this?
Fairly stunning numbers right there.
Wow, so yeah.
We'll see how that works out for you. Okay, so you're never too old to tie one on. Enter now 94-year-old John T. Flannery, who was arrested in May after he backed his car into his neighbor's house. The police arrived, and John had a blood alcohol level of 0.14.
Yikes.
He's rocking it.
Yeah.
Car backed into his neighbor's house, right into the living room, as a matter of fact. The guy who lived there had an injured leg and a separated shoulder and 4 cracked ribs.
So, my gosh.
He did back into his neighbor's house.
Yeah, he was just watching TV, and all of a sudden.
What John T. Flannery.
Yeah,
that's right. I don't have an accent. I'm just really drunk.
That's right. Okay, now, it's school started. You know, things have gone okay. You've had a good day with your kiddo, had a bad day. Your kid has a bad day at school, comes home, tells mom. 39-year-old Billy Joe Bonner of Evansville, Indiana, became upset when her son wouldn't be allowed back in school until she met with school officials. Bonner went and talked to the parent advocate at the school, said if her son wasn't allowed back in, she was going to blow up the school.
Oh, yeah. That's typically the threat I make when I'm mad.
Anyway, that didn't go well.
Principal I can imagine.
Michelle Branson, who called Bonner to talk to her. Ms. Bonner then reiterated her threat one more time. Said she wouldn't do it if she got her way. That's when, the principal decided she'd call police. They found her at her home. They arrested her. Yeah.
Making a bomb.
Yeah. She was busy. She's
buying some fertilizer.
Shopping some ingredients.
Exactly. What they don't tell us is what did the kid do?
Right.
I'm not saying it was justified in any way, shape, or form, but still, you'd kind of like to know what the kid did.
Sure.
Oh, here you go. Remember the mattress company?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The Twin Tower mattress company?
Here we go. Yeah.
Many, especially in New York City, were appalled by the ad, which showed mattress Twin Towers falling. The store even received death threats, so it closed its doors indefinitely. But now Miracle Mattress says it's sorry and is preparing to reopen. Owner Mike Bonanno says after a 9/11 widow reached out to him to tell him that he has a good heart. He says it was important to close the store and remain silent through the 9/11 anniversary, and he's pledging professionalism in the store's future advertising.
Pledging professionalism.
Well, I like the, a 9/11 widow reached out to me.
And told me I had a good heart.
Right. He's telling us that she said he has a good heart.
Yeah. Mm. Don't worry. It's okay.
Actually,
because,
what it is,
again, he said, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Could well be he's got some bills he needs to pay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Death threats.
Maybe would have thought that through before the whole thing happened. And of course, if you saw the commercial, not the highest production values. Okay?
No, not that. Yeah.
So now they're going to do professional commercials. So we'll see how that works
But
out.
just don't worry about it because, you know, like...
I'm deeply sorry.
Yeah?
Sorry.
All right. Then it's fine. Yeah. You are forgiven.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power. From the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 $5.95 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, thought we were going to have a good chance of rain as we started the week. That's probably not going to happen. About a 20% chance of showers this afternoon. High in the middle 90s, but our heat index will be maybe as high as 102. Going to have the same thing for tomorrow, and maybe a 30% chance of showers. And we'll continue to have highs probably in the right around middle 90s all the way through Wednesday of next week is what they're telling us. Currently, humidity is 91%. We do have calm winds, fair skies, and we're looking at 76 degrees.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the clock is running out, so California Democrats are pushing President Obama to issue a waiver giving illegal immigrants full access to Obamacare. At a press conference designed to pressure Obama, Democrat Congresswoman Judy Chu said, "Nobody who lives and works here, documented or not, should have to wait until a treatable illness becomes life-threatening before seeking care. That's not only immoral, it's expensive." Lucille Allard, another Democrat congresswoman, said, "Expanding health care access for undocumented residents is the moral and ethical thing to do, and it is the wisest choice we can make from an economic standpoint." The California governor, Jerry Brown, has already signed the waiver into state law, so if Obama can be convinced to sign off, it's a done deal. Boom! Just like that, illegals will get Obamacare. And don't think for a minute that Obama won't sign. If he thinks it helps Democrats in the election, he'll do it. He's already shown that he's eager to bypass Congress and the Constitution to pander to the illegal immigrant lobby. So forget these Democrats' ridiculous lie that it's somehow economical to give Obamacare to millions of illegals. My question is, since when do Democrats push morals and ethics? Only when forcing law-abiding taxpayers to pay for illegal behavior, apparently. And anybody who dares to point out the immorality of breaking immigration law, well, they're smeared as xenophobic bigots or racists, or is put into Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in 2016. To America's millennials, I say this. By not standing up and voting two-party corruption out of office years ago, people my age have made a real mess of things for people your age. Now, we may never agree on all the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Both parties have blown it. A vote for Clinton or Trump ensures us four more years of increasingly horrible things. Since two-party Washington has stopped representing us, let's stop electing them. As your president, I'll put your priorities before my own. I won't relent. I won't sell out, and I'll never lose sight of any commitment I make to you. Give me your vote one time, and I'll prove it to you. You in?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The largest discovery of marijuana in the history of Robertson County was made this week.
We wound up seizing and harvesting 5,900 marijuana plants at a remote location in northeastern Robertson County. DPS estimated the street value of the marijuana at around $2.9 million.
Sheriff Gerald Yezik says it took 2 days to clear out six irrigated fields.
Without giving away the specific location, how do you dispose of this stuff?
I'll tell you, we got rid of it. I'll tell you that.
Assisting in the harvesting and removal were the Leon and Limestone County Sheriff's Offices, DPS, and Parks and Wildlife. No suspects have been identified. Yezik says anyone with information can contact Robertson County Crime Stoppers or his office. Requests for more money from the BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau have received different outcomes in the Twin Cities. The Bryan City Council voted this week to keep the same CVB funding level as last year, as recommended by City Manager Keene Register.
Both the College Station auditor and the City of Bryan auditor had an issue that wasn't addressed, and that was a very large sum of money in reserves.
Last May, it was revealed the CVB has a reserve fund of $876,000. In College Station, a council majority has so far supported the CVB's request for an additional $395,000 in operating money and another $50,000 to award in local tourism grants designed to generate more out-of-town hotel guests. Register said a second reason to not increase funding for the CVB as well as the Downtown Bryan Association was to build available money for a future Bryan Super Park. The Texas Education Agency has come out with last year's individual performances of the state's 8,600 K-12 campuses. 400 earned perfect scores, and two of those campuses are in the Brazos Valley.
Bryan Collegiate and Mumford High School has previously received a Met Standard ranking, the highest possible. Both also earned all seven possible distinction designations. That's determined by comparing their performance to a group of 40 campuses of similar type, size, and demographics. Those performances are in four academic categories, being in the top 25% of student progress and closing performance gaps and post-secondary readiness, or what happens after high school. Three more campuses received six of seven distinctions. They were Consolidated and Caldwell High Schools and Franklin Middle School. And three College Station elementary schools earned four of five distinctions, Pebble Creek, Southwood Valley, and Rock Prairie. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan School Board on Monday gets its first chance to consider how to fill the vacancy following John Street's immediate resignation 2 weeks ago. Board President Doug Wunnenberger says there is interest from at least three people who he did not identify.
You know, we were a little worried, but it's, you know, it's a part of town that, I don't know, when they go to vote, there are not a lot of votes from that area. So we were hoping that somebody from that part of, not part of town, but that part of the county, I guess, would volunteer. So we were pretty pleased to hear there was interest in it.
Making an appointment to fill out the remainder of Street's term through November of next year is one of three options.
Once we decide what our path forward will be, we can refine the steps we need to take. For example, whether or not we wish to interview the candidates, whether we want to seek more information. You know, none of that has been decided or discussed yet. And there are probably other questions that I haven't thought of that somebody else will think of.
The board could also choose to stay with six members or hold a special election. A 37-member College Station School District Committee has made its final recommendations about new boundaries for 5th through 12th grade campuses. That follows two meetings this week after taking in three sets of public comments and emails. Two board members and administrators attended Wednesday night's last committee meeting. The recommendations will be announced next Tuesday when the board holds its next meeting. Weather has held up construction on the northbound exit ramp on the freeway between Old Reliance and Highway 21. Texas Department of Transportation spokesman Bob Caldwell says it should be complete by January, weather permitting.
Then we will begin work after the first of the year on the southbound lanes of State Highway 6 between State Highway 21 and MLK. And once we complete those ramps, we will go to the final portion of this, which will be from MLK to FM 158.
Caldwell says another project due for completion in January is
installing two-way left turn lanes between State Highway 6, the bypass, and Texas Avenue.
Caldwell says there was a four-month delay due to utility conflicts. More information about either project is online at TxDOT.gov. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, your photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Toasting our 10th, bring on the band, because historic downtown Bryan is celebrating the 10th annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, presented by Union Pacific. Join us September 23rd through 25th and enjoy live music by more than 30 artists from the Lone Star State. Headliners include the return of Ray Wiley Hubbard on Saturday night. And on Sunday, don't miss Grammy winner Rodney Crowell. The dance party starts Friday night with the Texas Twisters. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
REMAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with REMAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's REMAX Bryan College Station.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service, we are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Good morning, 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information can be found at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today is going to warm things up like it's been doing all week. We'll get to 90 to 95 later today. There's the possibility that we may see a shower or thunderstorm later today. Some cloudiness overhead overnight, 75. Clouds will give way to some sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or storm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy, lows near 75 tomorrow night. Partial sun Sunday, chance of a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got your Aggie football report and your high school report. Also for U of H, Greg Ward Jr. returns and helps them to a big win. In the MLB, the Cubs are the NL Central champs. And in the NFL, the Texans' DeAndre Hopkins catches that fine, but it's Kanye West's fault. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Maeve has some shower thoughts this morning. If you didn't, we'll help you out with some.
I had one the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I do.
How was it?
It was, taking a bath is like having your own personal hot tub.
Okay. Took you how long to come up with that? How many years you been doing that?
You know, it was lightning in a bottle.
I
just
hear
came
you.
To
right. Buck and doe are both terms for deer. Buck and doe are both terms for
money.
Yeah. Do normal dogs see police dogs and think, ooh, it's a cop? You know, we give stars to both generals and preschoolers for succeeding. You know, we got a lot of construction going on, well, here and every place else.
Mm-hmm.
So we get mad when we go through the construction because it's a mess, right? But when it's done, you go, oh, this is much better. Why didn't we do this sooner?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Boeing 747 can fly with a space shuttle attached to it. Why does my check bag have to weigh less than 50 pounds? Just saying.
It's true.
You ever think about this? The leading cause of dry skin? Towels.
Oh.
Take that with you. Sir.
It's true.
All right, I guess we've done enough studies here, but when it comes to the five-second rule, the latest one, not many surprises. Here's what they did. They took four foods, watermelon, gummy candy, bread, and buttered bread.
Okay, and so those are what? They don't apply to the rule?
No. This is their research. They're telling us the parameters
what they
of the
used.
Study.
Okay, thank you.
Four different surfaces, steel, ceramic tile, wood, and carpet, that had been contaminated with a harmless relative to salmonella. I didn't know they had
a harmless relative. Okay. Food it's Cousin Judy.
Yeah, exactly. Cousin Judy, the good salmonella. The food was allowed to remain in contact with these surfaces for 1, 5, 30, and 300 seconds before being removed and tested to see what kind of contamination we had from good Cousin Judy. Steel and tile surfaces tended to transfer more bacteria, steel and tile, while the transfer rates for the wood were more variable. Watermelon showed the greatest contamination.
Imagine that.
Yeah, because all the moisture.
It's wet. That's it. Picking it up.
Then your gummy bears after that.
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
Good Cousin Judy.
Have they been licked first?
You know, good point. I'm not sure.
Cousin Judy sounds like a Christmas song.
It does, doesn't it? Back in 2012, San Diego State University researchers determined the bacteria can attach itself to food in less than 5 seconds, and in 2010, scientists at Clemson also found that bacteria was transferred from tabletops and floors to food within 5 seconds. But, you know, the one variable that they don't mention, they tell us the time, they tell us the surfaces, they tell us the foods. They don't talk about if anybody else is watching.
Yeah.
Right?
That
all,
is the key really, variable.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, number one factor.
Okay, you ready to write better emails? That's why we're here today, to help you write better emails. Now, you're going to hate this because we've all done it, but the experts at PureWow.com have recommended that you banish certain words and phrases from your emails. Here are the biggies. Just. Prefacing a statement, especially a request with just, diminishes your message and might make you seem to be less confident with the person who's getting it.
Just so, wanted to say hi. Just
like
wanted
that.
To drop a note.
Here's another one. Actually.
Mm.
This word is kind of like literally, and it's frequently misused. Basically, it's a filler. 9 times out of 10, actually can actually be cut out.
Yep.
Correct.
I'm sorry. We often use apologies. Sorry to bother you, but, as a crutch in our emails, in order to keep from seeming too aggressive.
Mm.
But the downside of that is that you start the conversation on a negative tone.
Yep.
And you end up taking blame for something.
You look like a wimp.
Right. It wasn't your fault, but it looks that way. And then the phrase, does that make sense? Because if you're generally concerned about whether or not your message is making sense, you probably ought to come up with a better way to say
it.
No, usually it's because the person on the receiving end might not be as bright as me, Scott.
That's what it is. I know that's the
That's really
thing.
What it
but
is.
But it's not like they're going to be able to answer you at the time.
And you can't preface it that way. Yeah, right, exactly.
Does that make sense?
Do I need to type in shorter words?
Words with fewer syllables help. And then another one not to use? Sent from my iPhone, please excuse my typos. Here's an idea. Don't make typos.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, autofill does that to you.
That's
sometimes
true.
Too. You know, that's something that's you do really need to go back and read it again.
You should,
just to make sure, because that's not what you meant necessarily. So, all right, let me see. Oh, the Arctic ice shelf is sinking. Okay,
of course
global
it is.
Warming.
Okay, we haven't
climate
done
change.
That in a while. So 1 million dogs in U.S. America are the primary beneficiary of their owners' wills. That'd be 1 million. Just letting you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah. Well, I could
you can't
be that
argue with the people.
Could be that your dog treated you better.
Yeah,
than your family.
And some so people that is the only loved one they have in their lives anymore.
That's
won't
true.
Be doing that. So.
Some just hate their family that much that they would rather give it to Fido.
You know, when you go to the big city, they have a whole lot of things that we don't have in smaller towns. Sometimes they have like museums that have works of art that we would never see. So now, if you're looking for one more reason to go to the Guggenheim in New York.
Yep.
Visitors to New York City's Guggenheim Museum now have a golden opportunity for a unique private viewing of art. Artist Maurizio Cattelan has replaced the toilet on the museum's fourth floor with one cast in 18-karat gold. Visitors can now see and privately utilize the fully functional solid gold commode. According to the museum, the exhibit offers a wink to the excess of the art market, but also evokes the American dream of opportunity for all.
See, when I use a public toilet, I really don't think, like, oh, who has used this before me?
No,
but if I were sitting on a gold toilet, that was that, I would. Yeah. I would.
Well, see, and then that's the whole deal.
And there's probably a line.
Yeah.
Do they have those little paper things for a gold toilet, too? Because, I mean, that would defeat the purpose, would it
oh,
not?
Oh, of course. You want contact.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
you want to
you want your bum on the gold.
Plus, you don't know if producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes. They're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 17th, learn all about feeding molasses products. Liquid feed and cooked molasses tubs have advantages and disadvantages. We'll cover the benefits and also discuss year-round feeding this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
High school teacher Brittany Darris has held a lot of parent-teacher conferences, but she never cried at one. That all changed at a meeting that not only transformed Brittany, but also touched each of her 130 students. Here's what happened. The mother of one of Brittany's students wanted to explain why her daughter had not been in school for an extended period of time. The student, a beautiful, friendly, intelligent young woman, had not only planned to commit suicide, but was in the act of doing so when the police were alerted and stopped her. Brittany was so touched, she asked if she could write a letter for the mom to deliver to the hospital. Brittany's letter praised the student for her sparkling personality and her academic achievements. When the student read the letter, she cried and told her mom, "I didn't think anyone would say such nice things to me or miss me when I'm gone." But the story doesn't end there. Brittany realized other students might also be struggling, and every one of them deserved to read something positive about themselves. So the caring teacher spent 2 months writing 130 cards, one to each of her English students, and distributed them after final exams for the year. Brittany says you won't always know who's hurting, but she's learned that just a few simple words of encouragement can not only change somebody's life, it just might save somebody's life. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is going to make this happen.
We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episodes Wednesdays at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but you have what it takes in here.
Only on CNBC.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, tomorrow's the big day as the Aggs are on the road against Auburn. Here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report and your high school football report.
Week 4 of high school football kicked off a little early last night with the A&M Consolidated Tigers defeating the College Park Cavaliers. With the victory, Coach Dave Raffield and company improved to 2-1 on the season. Now tonight, College Station visits Pflugerville on the Zone 102.7 FM. Rudder travels to Jasper on Willie 1550. St. Joe's heads to Snook on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Brazos Christian entertains Anderson Shiro, and 3-0 Buffalo welcomes Groveton to town on Willie 103.5. Kickoff times for all of those games is set for 7:30. Meanwhile, Navasota looks for its first win of the year when it hosts Stafford at 7 on Willie 97.7. The Bryan Vikings have the week off. In the college game, the 17th-ranked Aggies will be in Auburn tomorrow, kicking off SEC play against the 1-1 Tigers. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on Auburn's high-powered offense.
Whoever's on the field who's not in the interior five blocking is eligible to carry the ball in that offense, whether it's in jet motion, two guys back there, wildcat, and then, heck, sometimes I've seen him throw it to the tackle, too.
Now, since Texas A&M joined the SEC in 2012, the Aggies and Tigers have been going back and forth, with the home team losing in every single year. Kickoff is tomorrow at 6 p.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Also in college football.
Second and goal from the four. Fake the handoff. Running left is Greg Ward. Ward will score. Touchdown, Houston. The Cougars put six more on the board.
Greg Ward Jr. returned from a one-game absence and ran for two fourth-quarter touchdowns to help number six Houston, steadied by its fabulous defense, pull away to a 40-16 victory over Cincinnati Thursday night. The Cougars trailed 16-12 early in the fourth quarter before Ward and the defense took over. And in the NFL, Houston receiver DeAndre Hopkins won't be wearing his Kanye West-designed Yeezy cleats again anytime soon after the shoes earned him a fine from the NFL. Hopkins, who has a multi-year contract with Adidas, says he received a fine of $6,000 for wearing the shoes in the popular turtle dove color. He received a fine for the shoes because NFL rules say shoes must have one dominant base color, which the Yeezys do not. Speaking of the Texans, the Houston Texans certainly aren't dwelling on their 30-0 wildcard playoff loss to the Kansas City Chiefs as they prepare to face face them again Sunday. However, it's impossible to forget the embarrassing home defeat in January in their first playoff game since 2012. This will be the third time these teams have met in just more than a year after they opened the season against each other in 2015. The fact that all three games have been in Houston adds to the oddity. The Texans take on the Chiefs at 12 o'clock at NRG Stadium, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, an 0-2 start does not guarantee a meaningless season in the NFL. It's usually an indication of the direction the team is headed, though, so Jay Gruden's Washington Redskins and Jason Garrett's Dallas Cowboys would love to avoid another loss, especially against an NFC East rival. The Cowboys take on the Redskins in Washington on Sunday at 12 p.m. In Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers had the night off, but tonight the Astros take on the Mariners in Seattle at 9:10. Meanwhile, the Rangers take on the Athletics at 7:05 at Global Life Park. Also in baseball, the Chicago Cubs became the National League Central champions when the St. Louis Cardinals lost in San Francisco. The Cubs had a chance to clinch it in front of their fans last night, but Scott Jeanette supplied a tie-breaking two-run double in the seventh inning to help the Brewers earn a 5-4 win at Chicago. And a Nevada Oversight Committee has voted unanimously to recommend $750 million in public funding for a stadium project in Las Vegas, where city officials hope to lure the Raiders from Oakland. The Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee recommended raising the hotel tax in Las Vegas to help pay for a 65,000-seat domed venue that would be partially financed by billionaire casino mogul Sheldon Adelson. Las Vegas has been hammering out the particulars of the Raiders' deal for months, but the project still needs approval from the governor, the legislature, and three-quarters of the league owners. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, Jen, we were talking about letters from some of your clients that you guys have got. One of the things I think that's great about this is these people aren't paid advertisers or anything like that. No. These are people really just explaining their experience they've had with you. And some of this stuff is amazingly complimentary. For instance, they unfailingly, in all caps, really listen, really care, and really, really perform. That's something that I try to convey every time I talk about you guys. That's an incredible, incredible praise.
Well, I think we were really, really, really excited to hear that. We talked, I don't know, a few weeks ago, a month ago, about us functioning like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
And I like that, but I think what we came up with was a machine with a heart.
Yeah.
And I feel like this little statement embodies that. So, you know, our core purpose is to make a meaningful and positive impact in others' lives. And that starts with listening, and the performance comes later.
A machine with a heart. You guys do it right, and you care. Get in touch with them, zarealestate.com.
It's summertime, and I'll bet you'd like to spend more time goofing off and less time mowing your grass. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center. We have great deals on zero-turn riding mowers to help cut your mowing time in half. Make quick work of your yard with Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet mowers for zero money down and 0% interest. Remember, we can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Come see us today at Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Give us a call at 979-778-7480.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
That's a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Man, is it like a meat locker in you guys' control room?
Mine is okay right now.
It's pretty cold in here.
I can't feel my fingers, and I'm going to tell you that the heat index is going to be 102 today. A little bit bizarre. Different. What can I tell you?
You can borrow my space heater if you want to.
Yeah, you know, that's the I'm not in here that much. Okay. So Olive Garden quickly sold out of its 21,000 never-ending pasta passes yesterday afternoon.
Whoa.
Do you know about this?
I heard about this, yeah.
If you missed out, Olive Garden has a few options to keep you from the black market. The chain is auctioning off 21 passes through September the 18th. To benefit Feeding America, or you can follow Olive Garden on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook because they're going to make some other announcements about that. But so unlimited, and I don't know how much they cost. But
yeah, I'm not sure either. I just kind of heard, passing by about it.
You get all the pasta you want. And-